Watch the following report from Max Egan. Benjamin Netanyahu has made it clear that Jews are a liability to have in your country. Israel's Mossad stages attacks against their own Jews on your soil and blames you and your policies for creating anti-Semitism for causing the attacks. Benjamin Netanyahu has said he reserves the right to assassinate, kill, or dispose of those who don't do as Jews and Israel wants. Watch as Max Egan reports on this disturbing pronouncement.
They are milking this for everything that they can.
Your government did nothing to stop the spread of anti-Semitism in Australia. You did nothing to curb the cancer cells that were growing inside your country. You took no action. You let the disease spread. And the result is the horrific attacks on Jews we saw today. It requires the action of your government, which you're not taking. And you have to, because history will not forgive hesitation and weakness. It will honor action and strength. That's what Israel expects of each of your governments in the West and elsewhere. Because the disease spreads and it will consume you as well. But we are worrying right now about our people, our safety, and we do not remain silent. We fight those who try to annihilate us. They're not only trying to annihilate us, they attack us because they attack the West. In Syria, we saw yesterday 2 American soldiers killed and 1 American interpreter killed as well. Killed because they represent our common culture. Now, as a result of this, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth said the following. He said, "Let it be known that if you target Americans anywhere in the world, you will spend the rest of your brief, anxious life knowing the United States will hunt you, find you, and ruthlessly kill you." We send our condolences to the people of America, and I want to say that our policy is exactly that policy. That's why those who target Israelis, target our soldiers, try to kill them or try to hurt them and wound them, as happened in Gaza yesterday, we take action. They will spend the rest of their brief, anxious lives knowing that Israel will hunt them, find them, and ruthlessly dispose of them. That is American policy. This is Israel's policy. It's our policy in Gaza, in Lebanon, anywhere around us. We do not sit by and let these killers kill us.
What you saw there from Benjamin Netanyahu was a extremely thinly veiled threat to Western governments that if you do not step in line and support our genocide and our world takeover, then we are going to stage terror attacks in all your countries. You're going to look like fools, and this is the way it's going to go. And not only that, we need to activate Israeli military units in all your countries to keep Jews safe.